Chapter 12. London. D'Artagnan had never been to London before. In fact, he only spoke a little bit of English. To find his way around, he simply wrote the name Buckingham down on a piece of paper. Everyone he showed the paper to pointed him the way to the Duke's grand house. When D'Artagnan arrived, he told the Buckingham servant that he had come all the way from Paris on a matter of life and death, and that he needed to see the Duke immediately.
"And who are you?"
the servant asked.
"Just tell the Duke that I am the young man who wanted to fight with him in Paris,"
D'Artagnan replied. The servant stared at D'Artagnan in surprise, but went to find the Duke anyway. Just a few minutes later, Buckingham had come to greet D'Artagnan.
"Is everything all right with the Queen?"
he asked, showing great worry in his voice.
"I think she is having some kind of trouble, sir,"
answered D'Artagnan.
"I have brought you this letter from her."
Buckingham reached for the letter with nervous fingers and opened it with fear on his face. He became pale white as he read. He then ordered his servant to get the wooden box that the Queen had given him. He then opened it and pulled out the blue sash covered with diamonds.
"The Queen gave this to me, but now the Queen needs them back again,"
he said, looking sad.
"And so they must be brought to her at once."
His sad eyes stared carefully at the beautiful sash. Suddenly he cried out,
"All is lost."
He then became even paler.
"There should be 12 diamonds. Now there are only 10. 2 diamonds are missing. Can they just be lost, or do you think they have been stolen?"
"Certainly, stolen, I am sure,"
the Duke said angrily.
"Look, the sash has been cut. The Cardinal must have done this somehow. Let me think. I have only worn these diamonds one time. It was at a party in the palace about 8 days ago. Who was there that could have done this? Yes, I remember. It must have been the Countess of Winter." "Who is the Countess of Winter?"
D'Artagnan asked.
"She is a woman hiding many secrets, and I believe that she works for the Cardinal. She was born in France, but she married a powerful British man about 5 years ago. 2 years ago, he died, and I remember at that time many people said that she had killed her own husband." "What does the Countess of Winter look like?"
asked D'Artagnan. The Duke described her beautiful face, lovely skin, and terrible heart. D'Artagnan thought for a minute and remembered the woman's face he had seen in the carriage in Meung.
"Milady,"
he whispered quietly to himself, and then said aloud,
"Does the Cardinal have helpers and spies everywhere?"
"Yes, many,"
replied Buckingham.
"He is a powerful and terrible man to have as an enemy. But perhaps we can beat him. When is the Queen's party going to happen?"
"Next Monday."
"Monday? We still have 5 days. Perhaps we still have enough time. Patrick!"
cried the Duke loudly. The servant entered the room.
"Patrick, go get my jeweler and my secretary,"
ordered Buckingham. The secretary arrived quickly. Buckingham was already sitting at his table, writing orders.
"Mr. Jackson,"
the Duke began, handing the man some papers,
"go immediately to see the Lord Chancellor and explain to him that all these orders must be done at once."
The secretary bowed deeply and left.
"I have ordered that no ships may leave England without my written permission,"
Buckingham said, turning to D'Artagnan.
"If the diamonds have not yet left for Paris, they will not get there until after you."
A minute later, the jeweler arrived.
"Mr. O'Reilly,"
began the Duke.
Look at the diamonds on this sash, and tell me how long it will take to make two more exactly the same as them.
I can do it in 8 days, my lord.
I will pay you 3,000 gold pieces if you can make them in 3 days.
My lord, it will be done. I will begin at once.
The jeweler left quickly to begin working.
There is only one more thing left to do,
said Buckingham, turning to look at D'Artagnan.
Brave sir, how can I thank you? What do you desire?
A bed, my lord,
D'Artagnan replied quickly. Buckingham laughed and ordered his servant to prepare him a room next to his own. D'Artagnan slept for many hours. 2 days later, the jeweler returned with the diamond earrings. They were copied so perfectly that neither Buckingham nor D'Artagnan could see any difference between the new diamonds and the old ones.
Here,
he said to D'Artagnan,
are the diamonds you came to get. Please tell the queen that I have kept the wooden box, since it is the only thing of hers that she has left to me. And now, please tell me how I may repay you. I am the loyal servant of the queen. I need no pay.
Very well spoken,
Buckingham said.
Now, here is what you must do. I have prepared a ship for you. It will take you directly to the town of St. Valery on the French coast. Go to the town's only inn and ask to see the inn owner. Tell him the secret word, forward, and he will give you a fresh horse and directions to the next town and inn. When you reach the next inn, say the secret word again, and he will give you a fresh horse and more directions and so on. On your journey to Paris, you will stop at 4 inns. Please tell each inn owner your address in Paris, and they will have the horses sent there. Please accept one of these horses as my gift of thanks, and to ask your 3 friends to take the others. That is, if your friends did not lose their lives helping the queen.
I pray that they have not. Thank you for your help, my lord,
said D'Artagnan with a bow.
Thank you, young man. It is a pleasure to meet a man with your courage.
D'Artagnan shook hands with the duke, bowed, and left the house. He made his way to the river quickly. He found the ship that the duke had prepared. He gave his letter of introduction to the captain, and they left for France immediately. Many ships were stopped in the port, waiting for the duke's permission to leave. Passing by one ship, D'Artagnan saw the woman from the carriage in Meung. The woman called My Lady, also known as the Countess of Winter. She was walking anxiously up and down the floor of her ship. D'Artagnan tried to hide his face, but he had a feeling that she saw him too. My Lady did see him. She pretended not to notice him. But if D'Artagnan had seen the deep hatred in her eyes when she saw him, he would have known that he had a cruel and terrible enemy. He arrived in France and found the first inn. 12 hours later, he had already arrived in Paris. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he reached the musketeers' camp. Mr. Tréville told him that Athos, Porthos, and Aramis had all come back to Paris safely. D'Artagnan was more than happy to hear the news.